anyone who lives in this region knows there's a very long history of immigration going back through multiple generations. A lot of those connections have remained. We've got this really fantastic web of connection, I suppose, going out from the western and the northwestern region out to the rest of the world, to all of these connections. I said people who, from people who left last year to people who left, maybe whose relatives left hundreds of years ago. And this is a very kind of precious part of our life here in this region. It's so part of our families' lives, our culture, our society, our economy, and we really want to highlight that web of connection for a start and to really spotlight it, because this research really is the first of its kind. We've never really done anything like this before, where we really put a spotlight on the everyday work that's going on by all sorts of people to keep those connections alive. So that's the first thing. We want to arrive at a much clearer picture of what's happening. And we also want to hear about people's challenges. We absolutely want to hear about their success stories. Those connections that have been, you know, made, created, built, maintained, all of that. And then we also want to figure out, you know, are there things that we could be doing better? Are there ways that we could be building on those connections? Could we be working together more? Could we be collaborating more? Could we be learning from one another in terms of what works and what doesn't work? And what's the best way of doing this? So it's kind of multiple things that we want to get out of it, really. But, you know, very much putting the spotlight on diaspora, not necessarily the usual way, which is often when you see diaspora being taught, it talks about, you know, doing research amongst the diaspora. This is different. It's research amongst people who are maintaining and building connections with the diaspora right here in this region. So it's everything. It's community groups, it's GA clubs, it's other sporting groups, it's schools, it's colleges, it's all of our, you know, our local authorities. A lot of them are doing fantastic work in diaspora engagement. So all sorts of groups and organizations across the region. So that's kind of who we're trying to get involved in this research.
Indeed, in Donegal County Council has been very involved in this, to the extent that there is, and I'm sure you've heard of the Tip O'Neill Diaspora Awards, which are
absolutely
given out to a person abroad every year.
And Donegal is very unusual. Having Donegal County Council has a dedicated diaspora officer, Owen Leonard, who's doing absolutely fantastic work there with the rest of the team in Donegal County Council. But all of the local authorities, I mean, Donegal is probably the, I suppose you could say, best in class in that respect, but all of the local authorities take this very seriously as part of their role and take almost the responsibility to our people abroad very seriously, and can see the benefits of those connections for both sides, for everybody, for people here in this region, and also for the diaspora as well. And it's just a really positive and wonderful aspect of, and it comes from, I suppose, a sad history in some ways, but what has brought us to now is, as I said, this lovely web that we have that creates lots of benefits for everybody. If you'd like to find out more, please go to our website, westerndevelopment.ie, where you can take the survey.